When it's time for an adventure on the open highway, one quick call to American Family Insurance gets you headed in the right direction. Our Travel Peace of Mind package is there if you encounter a bump in the road. From roadside assistance to rental car coverage, we have you covered. Find a local agent or get a quote at amfam.com.
American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hello, wonderful audience. What follows is a rerun of a previous NaNoWriMo episode. I used to do them daily during NaNoWriMo, and this year I decided I wanted to run reruns while I work on my own NaNoWriMo project. So you may hear strange day numbers that do not correspond with what you're experiencing, and you may hear that the projected word count is either way above or way below what you think it is. So ignore those. The middle part should be pretty good. And thanks for your patience. If you want to catch me live doing write-ins, go to twitch.tv/mightymer on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. Now let's go listen to John and Elio.
Got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I've got everything I need.
Next on WMUR Radio, we have breaking news. That's right, breaking news every night at the same time. You'd think that would be weird. But it's not. So breaking news, Sally Smith was hauled in front of a grand jury today under charges of writing non-linearly. It seems that she would write a scene and then follow it up with a completely different kind of scene with the same characters. The example brought up against her was she wrote a scene where a character was injured and another character went with him to the hospital. In the next scene, she was at the hospital with a completely different character because Sally had decided that she'd put the wrong character in the wrong scene. And of course, she was asked, why didn't you just go back and edit the words? And her defense? NaNoWriMo. And the courtroom fell silent. It was very dramatic. She explained that she needed to get the words down, and that was the goal. She could go back and fix the scenes on edits. But the goal in November was just to write the words. I think we may have new legislation based on this verdict, because this is too groundbreaking of a legal decision. She was declared innocent, of course, because it's okay to write non-linearly. It's okay to change your scenes completely. It's okay to write little notes to yourself and count that in your word count. At the end of the day, you should have 10,000 words. 20% there. You can do it.
Music by John Anilio, used by permission. This podcast is brought to you by you, wonderful patrons who support the show and help me make these. Thank you.
Fargo, the new virtual assistant from Wells Fargo, makes banking faster and easier. Like this.
Fargo, what's my checking account routing number?
And this.
Fargo, turn off my debit card.
And this.
Fargo, what did I spend on groceries last month?
And that's just the beginning. Do you Fargo? You can. In the Wells Fargo mobile app. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/getfargo.
Terms and conditions apply. Your mobile carrier's availability and message and data rates may apply. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.